Well, my birthday's coming up.
I don't care.
Up next on American Restoration.
Whoa, look at how long it is.
I'm here today to drop off my 1969 pack track.
I must say, it's very cool looking. But I don't know if I can fix this double-wheel contraption.
You know, Brettley's birthday is coming up. This is...
rough. You gonna give it to him like that?
No, you're gonna restore it.
I'm gonna restore it?
You're gonna restore it.
Oh, I don't know anything about guitars. Check this thing out.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration. Over the years, I've worked on all sorts of projects. You name it, and most likely I've done it. But every now and then, I'm blown away when a marvel of American ingenuity rolls in that I've never seen before. Whoa, look at how long it is.
It takes up the whole back of the truck. I'm here today to drop off my 1969 pack track that I inherited from my uncle. Okay. It is very important for me to restore this in his honor and his memory.
Yeah, this thing's pretty cool. Where did you find this?
In my uncle's shed. We were cleaning out his house after he passed away, and we opened up the shed door, and there it was. He bought it, and we're thinking about 69. He would bring it up to the house, and he'd pile as many kids on the back end of it as he could, and away we'd go.
We called them tote goats. They were basically a utility tool, you know, before quads and before all that kind of stuff. I like the way it's designed. It's designed for the brush. That traction thing on the back is meant to go wherever it wants, right up mountains and hills. It looks to me like you could put a lot of weight on the back of this, you know? I mean, and it gives it more traction. The more weight, the better the traction.
My uncle hunted, but I don't think he ever put a deer or an elk or anything on it. It was more for us kids. We had 7 or 8 of us on there at a time.
I've never seen a design like this before. It's really unusual. So before I can get this thing torn down, I gotta make some phone calls and do a bunch of research.
What are we looking at for price rise to restore this?
Restore it.
Okay, so you want to get this restored exactly the way it was originally.
Right?
Yeah.
To get it done the way that I want to do it, take it all, sandblast everything, do the new wheels, go through the motor, get the seat all done. With the double wheels, I mean, I've seen tote goats where they're single wheeled and stuff, and you can carry stuff. This thing's extended. It's got that track around it. That's going to be my biggest problem. I'm looking at $6,500 to do the whole thing. It's going to look brand new. I mean, it's going to look really, really nice.
To be honest with you, I think it's really worth it. I mean, for my uncle, obviously he saved it for this many years for something to be done with it. So I want to bring it back in his memory.
Awesome.
I am so excited to see it because it was such a big part of us growing up. I just can't think of anything better to do than to have it restored for him.
All right, that's awesome. I can't wait to do it.
Morning, Wiener Lips.
Good morning, Brettley.
What's going on?
Bring me my parts?
Yep.
What's wrong with you? You act like your dog died.
Well, my birthday's coming up.
So?
So it's just gonna suck.
Why?
I'm gonna have to work and, it's my birthday.
God damn it, me and Kyle work on our birthday too. You special? No.
No, I'm just gonna ask for the day off, maybe.
No, you work on your birthday. It's not a freaking holiday. You ain't worked hard enough for a day off anyway.
Yeah, right.
Thought it was his birthday.
I don't care.
I can always tell when business is going well because we get another shipment of goodies in the mail.
All right, Kelly, let's see what we got.
This is cool. This looks like an old Wrigley's gum machine. I want to say this is probably 50s, but 5 cents a stick of gum is ridiculous. I bet it's probably a whole pack.
Yeah.
Right? Because some of the candy machines we did in the 40s and the 50s,
that's
a whole pack,
it's
right?
It's wide enough for it.
Vintage artwork on this candy machine gives it a lot of character. It's not something you can find anymore. So Ted will have to trace it before we do the bodywork and then hand paint it back on. The other thing is the lock is not unlocked. So we're gonna have to drill into it and boom, it pops open. But now you've destroyed this.
So now what?
Well, then we're gonna try to find an original. Just because an item is small doesn't mean it's gonna be a cakewalk. Between the lock, the graphics, and the bodywork, this thing's gonna need a lot of TLC. But but it's really gonna pop when it's done.
I mean, that's pretty cool. What's next?
Oh, you know what this is? Oh my gosh, wait till you see what I bought.
This is something that you bought?
I bought it. You know, Brettley's birthday is coming up, and I wanted to get him something he's never had. But look at this. This is
rough.
A vintage guitar.
Is it a cool guitar?
Yeah, it's a cool guitar. It's like 1966.
The Ventures model. Isn't that a band? The Ventures?
Brettley loves his music, so I thought he'd really love a classic guitar. I found this 1966 Mose Wright Mark I online, and it's a little beat up. But lucky for me, I married a guy that can fix anything.
Are you gonna give it to him like that?
No, you're gonna restore it.
I'm gonna restore it?
You're gonna restore it.
No, I don't know anything about guitars.
What are you talking about? You can restore anything. You restore cars, wagons. You can do this.
I think it's great to give it to him as is. Maybe he can restore it. I don't want to restore it. I don't trust myself on, you know, doing one of these.
Look, we could do this. We have, what, maybe 2 weeks until it's his birthday?
What time? When am I got time? You
After
saw my
work.
Workload. You
After
see
work.
that big board on the wall that's got all these things to do?
After work.
Oh, my God. This is a lose-lose situation. I don't know the first thing about guitars, but I do know Kelly pretty well. And if I don't do this restoration, I'm going to regret it big time. I'll try.
Okay.
I can't promise anything, you know? I'll see. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, man.
All right? I know Kelly's all excited about this birthday surprise for Brettley, but I have no idea how to restore this thing. I've never even worked on a guitar before. So before I even try to restore it, I'm gonna meet up with some experts so that they can point me into the right direction.
Hey.
Hey, my name is Rick Dale.
Scott Krell.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Nice to speak with you.
Nice to see you. I'm Scott, I'm the sales manager for Ed Roman Guitars, and we do everything from restorations to complete custom builds, you name it, we can do it. Somebody either really, really loved it or really, really hated it.
Right, used it a lot or, banging around.
Yeah, or beat it up. But this is an amazing find. This is an original vintage Mosley tailpiece, so that would put it around 66. Original knobs, original pickups, original bridge. A lot of people commonly call these the Ventures models.
Okay.
Because the band The Ventures exclusively used these guitars, and it was really part of their sound.
Right. And what do I need to be most careful about?
Probably the binding on the neck, because it's old celluloid. It will burn. I mean, you can sand it and friction will light it on fire. I've done it. Be real careful with that.
Wow.
The bridge looks really good, so you could probably just get away with just cleaning this. I don't even think you'll have to re-chrome it.
Okay.
These knobs are worth their weight in gold. Original knobs. The tuners, sometimes these go, the gears go.
Real small gears inside there.
Those are easily replaceable, and we do have vintage parts.
Okay.
If you need any parts or any advice along the way, just give me a call.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys, very, very much.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. They gave me a lot of great information to help me restore this guitar. So now it's up to me to not screw it up, or Brettley's going to be disappointed, and Kelly's going to be out for blood. Earlier, a customer dropped off a 1969 Pack-Track off-road vehicle that they want to get restored to original condition. The design on this thing is really unusual, so I called up Danny from Counts Customs to come check it out. If anyone will know anything about this, it's him.
Hey!
What's up,
man? How you doing, Danny?
I'm great,
good
brother.
To see
How
you.
Are you, man?
Good, good, good.
Good to see you. What in the world were you talking about on the phone? I'm like, what?
This. Come here. Check this thing out. This thing.
Oh, my gosh. Rick's awesome, and he calls me whenever he's working on either like a motorcycle or a car part or something that's kind of interesting. Today, he called me just to show me something cool.
The customer brought it in, they want to get it restored, but I had to show it to you guys. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Brother, I gotta be honest with you. I've never seen anything like this.
Wow. I figured it'd be cool for you to see.
This is insane. He told me about it on the phone. I thought I knew what he was talking about, but when I rolled up over here and he showed me this thing, I was like, I've never seen one.
My biggest issue is this rear tire that runs around the two tires. And if you looked at this emblem here, it's got those chunks of rubber on it.
Right.
And I think that it may have been
almost
something
like
else.
Like a snowmobile track.
Yeah. And I think it probably got ruined. And then he went and got Ingenuitive and took a tire, flipped it inside out, put these bolts on there, and that gave him the traction. Yeah.
I imagine this would be horrible on dry pavement, but in the snow and mud, this has got to be great.
Yeah, because it's got to have some movement.
Right.
You have to have loose soil or some snow because that back end.
You're not going to be able to turn.
You get grip, and you're done. Yeah.
Wow.
My problem is that original? Is that tire original? Is that top original?
Right.
Is the back tire original? I need to make sure it's exactly right.
Absolutely.
And I think they've changed some stuff. Probably had a flat tire once. Took a wheelbarrow tire and put it on there.
Yeah. Where are you going to find the stuff for this? Yeah. Because it looks like the wheels are correct, but you got, you know, the mixed match tires back here, and then like the homemade looking track. This is.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
This is going to be tough. It's rare. So my hat's off to him as to try how he's going to figure this one out. I mean, it looks like it's all there, but what is correct and what's not? So he's got his work cut out for more research, and I got to admit, I'm going to do a little research, too, just because I've never seen one. Thanks for having me over to look at this thing, man. I want to see it when it's done.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, man. Right. Wow, that's cool.
It's cool, huh?
Absolutely.
Did you send Bradley out on that run?
Yeah.
Good, because I want to talk to you. I just wanted to know where we were at on the guitar, you know? I think we need to customize it, like personalize it that says Brettley on it, right? Or even like a strap, you know, a nice guitar strap, you know, leather or something.
This guitar is whipping my tail, bottom line. I have never done a guitar, and it's got so many little itty bitty screws, and all this stuff's going on. The paint job, I got to do like fades and spreads going around it and all that stuff. And I got these projects I got so much going on, I'm having a hard time doing it all, especially something I haven't ever done. If you want to take some of my contacts, you can. I'll give them to you. You can go out, try to find something, try to get creative. Maybe you can do that, okay? Kelly's already pushing me into overtime on Bradley's guitar, so this is where I gotta draw the line. If she wants to start throwing in extras, she's gonna have to take care of it herself.
You don't have time?
I don't.
Well, maybe I won't have time later. Maybe I'll have a headache later. Okay? Thanks.
I got a headache right now.
Since Rick doesn't want to help me, then I'm gonna go see Doc, his leather specialist. I'm hoping he can make a personalized strap for Bradley's guitar to make it really special. So I brought along some examples of his favorite things. Doc's supposed to be the best, so I hope he can incorporate them into the design.
You like his initials or something? Or?
Bow.
See, we could put that pretty large up here. We can get some little 3/4-inch silver.
I like that.
And we can do a nice silver buckle and make it really nice. And that would add a little
bling?
Yeah, bling,
like
but not
that.
Too much.
Okay. I love this.
Well, good.
Bradley is going to just die over this, you know. So you'll have this done by 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Doc has done really good work before, and I expect the same. I want this to be the best present ever for Bradley.
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
How's the Gilbarco pump doing?
I think she's ready.
Looks good.
Does, don't it?
We've been working on a 1920s visible gas pump that's just about finished. All I gotta do is sign off on it before we ship it out.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. This company here, Gilbert Baker, ended up doing a lot of stuff in Southern California, and then they got in with another company and they were building pumps all over down here. These are so old, they were manual, so they would still be working. Some farms still have these things. You know, you don't need electricity. You just pump up your gas into your tractor and off you go. It had that rock guard on the front of it. We took that out. The customer didn't want that on there. We ended up putting all new brass rods. We made these.
Right.
We ended up having to find the new number plates to go all the way up both sides.
Visibles are always fun pieces to restore. They're just gorgeous to look at, and they're classic pieces of vintage Americana.
Does it light up?
I'm getting ready to find out right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it lights up good.
Well, it's attention to detail, Rick.
Yeah, every little spot of it. It looks absolutely phenomenal. Grade it, get it out.
You got it, Rick.
Good job, Kyle.
Thank you, sir.
The 69 pack track that we're restoring needs a ton of work. While Fonzie takes apart the engine, the other guys are welding and grinding the frame, as well as blasting all the paint off all the parts. Hopefully, all the man hours and hard work will make this thing really shine for the customer. Today's Brettley's birthday, and Kelly and I are trying to surprise him with a vintage guitar we've been fixing up.
I've never restored one before, so I hope he's really happy with the way it came out.
What's up?
Hey,
you're
Bo.
In trouble. You're what? In big trouble.
So it's your birthday.
Yeah. Thought you guys were gonna forget about me. All right. These aren't gonna explode, are they? Can I get a raise?
Oh my
God. Oh my gosh.
It's not a birthday present. Bradley, this.
No way.
Is a birthday gift.
Is this really mine?
Yes, it's yours.
Wow.
Set is insane. This guitar is pretty badass. Nothing compares to it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I ordered it online. I saw it as a potential gift, so it got here and I surprised Rick and said, let's restore it.
So this thing was not like this when you got it?
No.
It's old, it's 60s. And it was chipped up and the color was faded out where they'd rubbed it. It was really, really, really bad. So we went over to Ed Roman's. I talked to the head guitar builder. He was the guy that actually told me how to paint it and how to make it look, just like we do on all of our stuff. So we all, you know, got in and started restoring it. So it's all brand new, all fully restored again. We did all the paint and everything on it, polished all these pieces, cleaned it all up. All this got replated. You know, this is all original stuff.
That is crazy. I can't wait to plug this in.
We designed the strap. What do you
think?
So
this was just an empty strap and you guys customized it?
Yep.
Custom built strap, totally custom.
I thought of things that I thought were special to you.
Right.
Of course, we had to have Nana on there, but we couldn't actually draw a picture of Nana, so we did a dog bone with Nana's name. The skull with the 13.
Yeah.
The Lost Boys, which you have on your knuckles. And then the roses. And
that's pretty cool.
And then Bo.
The strap was your mom's
idea. You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty freaking wicked. It's just beautiful. This, the whole thing, I mean, this is, I mean, the best gift I've ever gotten. I mean,
awesome.
This is right up my alley, you know what I mean?
Good job.
Music and thank you guys.
Happy birthday.
Right, thank you guys.
You bet.
I'm not knuckling you.
Bye, thank you. Thank you guys.
Can't wait to hear you play it.
All right, man.
The jam session, baby.
We're rocking and rolling now. We need an amp.
A great project for the home restore is a vintage radio. With a little know-how, you can get a great thrill out of making that pre-war radio work just like new. When repairing your vintage radio, which is the most failure-prone and most commonly replaced component? A, tubes. B, capacitors. C, resistors. D, knobs and dials. When repairing your vintage radio, which is the most failure-prone and most commonly replaced component? The answer is B, capacitors. We work on a ton of old radios, jukeboxes, and TVs, and that is a must to replace the capacitors because they dry out. We're in the final stretch of the 69 Pack Track restoration. The guys are putting all the parts back together again, and I can't wait to see the customer's reaction when she sees this. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Yes, likewise.
Jim, right?
Correct.
And Diane.
Correct.
Oh, awesome.
Hi.
Awesome. So you're here to see the Pack Track.
We
correct.
Are.
Right? Yeah,
so you're ready, right?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right, okay.
I have so many childhood memories of this Pack Track that I just can't wait to see what Rick has done to it. I know it's going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think?
I love it. It is awesome.
Check it out.
Wow.
My main purpose of restoring this was so that you could remember it, you know, so you could remember your uncle. I wanted to build it to where back in the day, as you were a kid, this is what you would have been on. Memories are a big deal. You know, they're a good thing.
This thing is amazing. I knew he was gonna do an awesome job, but he went above and beyond. I'm at a loss for words, and I know my uncle is smiling down on us. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome.
You like it?
I do. It must be what it looked like when he drove it off the showroom floor.
Yeah, we did it just exactly like it would have been done the day he bought it. We tore it all the way apart, everything off of it, all the wheels, all the tires. If you remember, the middle one had a wheelbarrow tire on it.
Yeah.
This is the tires that it would have had. This belt that we've got on here is actually the original belt, and what it does is it actually brings both tires together for full traction.
I'm at a loss for words. It's just utterly fantastic.
The seat was white, so we reupholstered everything. It's all piped in the red again. And then on the decal that was on here, Ted copied this and then redid the exact same decal as it was, the same, you know, foil material. So we polished out this break in here. This is how it was back in the day when it was red on one side like that. But then to me, that's the most beautiful part of the whole thing. Yeah. It's basically all been redone. You can see the chain, you can see the belts are all done, the pipe's done. I mean, everything in there has totally been restored, like you basically eat off it again.
Yeah.
And the motor has been pulled all the way apart, put all the way back together, and this is the original color, okay?
I love the blue. Yeah. It pops. Yeah. It is awesome. Yeah. My uncle, if he could see this now, he would just be grinning from ear to ear just like I am. He would be so proud of me and getting this restored.
You like it?
I love it. Yeah. You outdid yourself. Oh, yeah. Man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not bad. I need some little woodwork there.
I can take care of that. That's no problem. This thing's even still got an old 6-volt battery in it.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Bradley, what are you doing?
I was just testing the guitar out. Sounds good.
We ended up getting you the guitar so you can take it home, enjoy it after work, okay? You can't be doing that here at work, all right? You can't. You need to get back to work and do what you're supposed to be doing. No playing in here, all right? And he wanted a birthday raise.
Ready! All right. Can't help it.